Sir?
Yes, thank you.
Hello, my name's Randy Maddox. I live at 160 Linger Longer Lane, approximately a half mile from this property. I live past this property. We'd be driving by it every day, dealing with the traffic that gets there. Not a big deal to me. I don't care. There's a lot of people down there. When Rocky Shores was done, there became 331 parking spots within a quarter mile of my house where there was a house. So with that said, I'm not concerned about 10 homes being built. As I stated March 9th, when the prior meeting was done and they decided to downvote this application, if they build 10 nice homes, that's great for me and great for my property value. More power to them. However, the professionals that were here at that meeting said, what if you sell it? What if you change your mind? Once the zoning's redone, I'm going to ask you guys, you're the pros here representing me, and thank you. If they change their mind and they've got the zoning done to
R3 is what they're requesting.
Okay. If they change their mind, or if somebody says, I'll take this, I'll buy it for this, what's to stop a six-story building, as Mr. Kitchen stated the day we were here? Anything?
Cody, do you have anything to go on that?
Well, I think we would go to the, first of all, anything over 45 feet is a foot kick out on setbacks, so you're going to get into a lot of issues. Will it even fit if you go much higher than that?
What about a four? What about a five? I'm just stating what Mr. Kitchen stated the day I was here. No, four or five stories.
That's what I'm saying. Anything over a certain height, you got to go out further and have more distance from the roads and setbacks. It's probably going to become physically impossible to go very high down in there. I would have to do some calculations to get that. But then also on the other end, by locking in the R3 instead of letting it set as it is, I think you're controlling a lot of that density anyway. I think it's a better route to control density.
Are you saying R3 controls the density?
Better than the 13 lots. You could have 13 homes down there instead of 10.
But there's 60 by 50 lots at this time?
Randy, real quick. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
That's good. Thank you, Mr. Williams.
One of my questions while Mr. Finkenbeiner was speaking was actually, how do we ensure no future changes?
Thank you.
So that was a question I already had.
Thank you.
To ask the developer and to ask Cody whenever we have our discussion on how do we make sure that if I know them, I trust them to do what they say they're going to do, but a good point is made by what if they do sell it?
I don't know.
And how do we make sure that? So I understand that. So I will make sure that is addressed before any motion or anything.
Thank you. As a representative of where I live, I'd appreciate that.
Yeah, I understand that concern.
I don't know them. I'm not going to say I don't trust them.
I understand.
But I don't trust what's already happened.
I understand that as well.
I completely, and people in this room were told, we're going to build a few homes here. There's 62. So our concern is, traffic's terrible. Come stay. If you build something there that is not a permanent dwelling, somebody's living there all the time, I can promise you right now there are people that should be complained about for having nightly rentals. They came and got denied. They're still doing it. Will these homes do that? Of course they will. Of course they will. There's a spot there that's open. It's a complaint-driven department. That department is not set up to take all the complaints. So nobody needs to try to tell you how to do your business, and I appreciate your time. I'm going to ask you, I'm going to stand before you today and ask you to please listen to the people that you asked to do their job on March 9th, which they did, and they asked or they recommended to not approve this. I would ask you to do the same thing, and thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is John Russell. I have lived in the Arcadia Landing subdivision for more than 25 years at 200 Sunview Road. The subdivision is more than 100 years old and is zoned R1 single-family residential. There is approximately 50 single-family homes in the subdivision. In 2022, the Oliver property, consisting of 10.5 acres, was sold to Rocky Shores Development, which adjoins the far end of the Arcadia Landing subdivision. They built over 60 nightly rental units of 7, 8, and 9-bedroom homes. This has added 200 to 300 cars daily on Clevenger Cove Road, which we all utilize and is our only ingress and egress to our subdivision. The road has numerous 90-degree turns and is very narrow. We have had numerous accidents. Police calls for service has increased to deal with speeders, noise complaints, and trespassing complaints. I'm opposed to any changes to the zoning in our subdivision. I am tired of corporations coming into my single-family residential community and trying to change the zoning for their own personal gain. I live here. They don't. I purchased my home in a single-family residential community, and I want it to stay single-family residential. I believe by you changing the zoning, you will be opening Pandora's box in our community. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Dana Acola. I'm at 139 Big Bear Boulevard. I'm actually right across the street from this development. I have a couple things that I want to point out. It's obvious to me when it's a KJ Hotel Properties as the owner on this tells me that they're not in the real estate business. They're in some type of a nightly rental business. Now, I understand that they're asking for it to be changed to an R3. My question is what is your definition from the county for R3? What is the criteria for R3 zoning? Isn't that close to schools, close to shopping centers for multifamily housing? This is not close to any of that. This is in a residential area. I recommend that you stay residential. The other question that I have is let's say you guys do go ahead and change it to R3. Yes, there's going to be a lot of upset people. Question I have is what is the process then for them, since they're a hotel company, to come in and get a change to an N3, a nightly rental, similar to Rocky Shores? I'm asking, what is the process for that?
It would be this process. If they were doing, my assumption is, I can't speak for them, that it would be this process.
Be a public hearing again?
And they were wanting to go to nightly rental or NR1 or NR3. They would be doing that now.
It would have to be rezoned for that.
Yeah.
Right, but it would be easier once you guys already changed that to an R3 to go to an N3, would it not?
No.
Same process.
Same process.
Same process.
Yeah. And I think we have historically, as it was mentioned, I can't remember who said it, we've denied pretty much every single resident area in that area to be denied nightly rental. Was it Randy Uman brought that up?
Yes.
So we have historically said no to every single one-off
right
nightly rental in that area, just so you know.
Right. So my question is, I know there's 13 lots in there now, so if they replat that, they can still can be R1, and they can build the 10 properties in there without...
I think that's the issue. Right now, they can build 13 houses in there. They don't even have to talk to us. There'd be 13 wells, and they can hook into the sewer.
So one thing I see on their map that I didn't see even on the Rocky Shores up there is, so now you have 62 homes on 5 acres or 6 acres up there, and it's all asphalt. There is no retention ponds. There's nothing to prevent erosion and everything else going down over towards the lake. I didn't see any of that in the map or in the drawing for this. There is a wet spot in there already. I mean, what is the plan to slow the water down, try to keep that from blowing out? Because once you take all those trees out of there and start putting all the asphalt and the rock that they'll put in there, you're going to create more of a washout going down into that cove there. And if you ride around the lake there, around that Rocky Shores area on the backside, that is a big thing, even over there in the... Emerald Point, if you drive on the back side of that where they're developing that, there is a lot of washout in there. And I'm not sure if you guys have that in your planning and zoning when they are doing that, if they have to have so much retention for water for the displacement, you know, holding ponds. I haven't seen any of it.
So Cody can probably speak to this better. They can go in right now and clear every single tree and not have to get permission. Is there more than an acre there?
Just
Just over.
Just over, so they'd have to get a, would they have to get a
DNR.
Land disturbance permit,
yes,
through Department of Natural Resources. But as far as, again, with them going to R3, would they then have to have an engineer?
I think it gives them the ability to have more green space, which is going to help with that water runoff, but we will require an engineered report stating that it's either zero sum or there is some kind of detention in place.
So that's my question. If it is R3, there mm-hmm. would be an engineer that would have to actually sign off on the development.
Right. That's what's the beauty of the R3 process.
But if it's R1, nothing. They can go in, they can build 13 houses, they don't have to do anything. And then it would be a legal battle not dealing with the county between developer and other property owners as far as if there's water runoff
yeah.
issues.
Well,
I think if I'm hearing, if I'm understanding this correctly, R3 actually puts more limitations on them.
So my question is why?
You asked a question.
Okay.
Let me finish.
All right.
Sorry, but I don't.
No, that's fine.
My understanding is putting more restrictions on them by doing R3. Then it is true. Then if we don't touch it, they can go in and build 13 houses. There's nothing anybody in here can do about it, except for buy the land from them, I guess, is the way I understand it.
That's correct.
So my question is why don't you have restrictions on that in R1 for water offset?
How long have you been in this area?
I've owned my home there.
How long have you lived here?
8 years.
Okay. Taney County's pretty known to be developer friendly. A lot of housing, a lot of different things. We've had to make some changes, but historically we are pro landowners' rights, and we don't get involved in a lot of those issues. I don't know if you know anything about our neighboring county, Stone County.
Oh yeah, they're yeah.
So we have to make sure there's a good balance. Planning and zoning wasn't put into this area until mid early 90s.
Had an office. It was voted in 83. Had an actual office in like 92. Yeah.
It was called performance based, not traditional. Performance based is what we just changed from to try and help start getting some of those controls. That was done before you, but what?
2020.
Okay, about 5 years ago. So again, to answer your question, we can have this discussion privately.
Right. Right. My question
there
is
are
here.
Ways that we're having to.
Right. My question is here though. Let's say you guys approve it to change to an R3. Can they come back with a different site plan then, or are they? They would have to. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That goes back to my question to ensure, if we were to change it. I want to make sure, and I'm assuming they do as well, that is, how do we ensure that they're going to do what they say they're going to do?
Right, absolutely. And I would recommend, to me, just because there's a lot of other large property owners up through there that have empty lots and large blocks, you're going to open Pandora's box here once you start changing the zoning on this. Go to R3. If you look up the road, there's people own multiple lots up through there, large chunks.
But I'm just asking, Cody, my assumption is currently, so you have those three parcels right there, and to the north and to the north.
These?
Yeah, so how many lots are there total?
Looks about 14 or 15 in each one, 13 in this bottom one.
So roughly 40 to 45?
Yeah.
They don't even have to come to us and give you guys a chance to speak, and there can be 45 homes put in there.
They simply apply for a building permit, or pay for a building permit.
Right. All right. But I would like...
I'm assuming, because I've been here my whole life, but I wasn't born when that was split up.
Yep.
My assumption is whenever those lots were all developed or put out, that's how they did it back then.
Right. I mean, to me, it throws a big flag. The company that's doing this development is called KJ Hotel Properties. You know, that to me is like, that's not someone that gets into selling houses in the real estate. That's why there's a big flag.
And I understand that.
Because if you look at Rocky Shores, we have Priors in that area, kind of the same thing. You know, and then nobody did a traffic study on there on how much extra traffic that was going to add to it. The issue is living in Big Bear there, and I don't know if it's a GPS issue or not, but like yesterday I sat there for an hour and there was probably six or eight cars that were turned in up into Big Bear that had to turn around that are trying to get to Rocky Shores. I'm not sure if it's just the signage is poor or if it's GPS issue, but, I mean, it says right on the front of our